what would be the name? I just don't know. I don't know what to call it. It wasn't rocky. It was just a kind of a sandy loam.
Sandy loam. Did it
grow? It grew most anything.
Oh, it did.
Watermelons or corn or cotton or tobacco or.
Oh.
It could have grown wheat or oats or. Oh yes.
It was pretty fertile.
Yes, it was just. I'd just call it all around.
Now
these places, it's called Bottomland.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that is more, it's wet more than others.
Oh, that's wet more. Uh-huh.
It stays, if it rained, it would, I don't know, it didn't dry out quite as bad
uh-huh.
as this other.
Uh-huh.
And things like that, but wouldn't know it would be just the proper name to call it.
Sandy Long. No, Sandy Long was what I was actually wondering. Have you ever heard of a kind of soil called gumbo?
Oh, yes.
Do they have that?
Now, that's something like in the bottoms.
That would be like in the bottoms.
Yes, it's just, I don't know, it's just, in fact, my daughter's got a place that's gumbo.
Oh, it is?
If you dig a hole to put a flower in, you've got to put dirt in there. If you don't, it just honestly looks like wax. It's just old, slick. And she kept telling me that, and I said, oh, Blanche, you know better than that. I just didn't believe it. So I took her some flour, and we went over there and set it out. And honest to goodness, I never was as surprised. She said, we have to haul in every bit of dirt to fill the hole up and not put that. She said, it'd be just like sticking it down in cement.
Oh.
And it was that way. Now, out on the in the farms, it's not that way, but where she is. It's
mm-hmm.
just it's
but
just
where
out
she
there.
Is.
Because bottom land is fertile. I mean,
oh,
it'll
is.
Grow things,
uh-huh.
yes.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, of course, you know, up where they marked
a swamp.
I mean, they don't have anything like any of that. It's all mountains.
That's right.
So I wasn't familiar.
But now, swamp, I'd think, would be places covered mostly in water.
Just all the time.
Or more. You couldn't depend on it for anything. Mm-hmm. You might, not like, we've got a swamp. Between here and Conway, you know, right out of the road.
If that's not a swamp, I wonder if that's what you call it.
I guess you'd call that swamp land because
uh-huh.
you can't depend on it.
Uh-huh.
Now, this spring, whether they've ever got to plant a thing on it or not, but the last time I went to town, they had some of it broke up. They must have been going to try.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you the way they do it. They can't afford to go it on their own.
Uh-huh.
They'll take out insurance, don't you see, and go ahead and plant it. Well, if it rains and covers the whole thing up and they're lost, they've got a little something out of it.
Uh-huh.
They get as much out of it as they put in, I'll say.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now that's, I guess, what you call a swamp land.
Yeah,
but now that's all the way that I can tell it because
uh-huh.
I just wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
What.
That's just what I was wondering. you told me that. A creek called Prairie Creek?
Well, now, really, I don't know where it got its name. That Prairie Creek was
uh-huh.
there. Well, it's called that because I don't know. And Mill Creek. Now, that was a creek just east of where Mother built up on this
uh-huh.
highway.
Uh-huh.
Right on out, I guess about a half a mile. There was a creek, and there was an old water mill there one time, and grist mill. They take their corn there, and the squeal would turn in the water and grind their corn, don't you
Mill Creek.
And it's called Mill Creek.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I don't know how far back that was. Now,
uh-huh.
that was long. The old mill was gone even when I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I don't know how long, but you can see where the old mill has
uh-huh.
been there. But now that was the name of that creek, Mill Creek. And then Black Fork, I don't know where it got its name. That was a creek that was coming. Mill Creek run down into Black Fork, and then Black Fork run on into the Cabin.
What do all those creeks run into then?
Well, it finally goes into the river.